What have you also, I know you, I don't know how much you followed what the Falcons did last year or gotten up to speed on it, but obviously the offensive line, why they picked you, and it was a, you know, a big problem last year in terms of running the ball and protecting Matt. Have you sort of, what do you think you can bring, and do you sort of feel that sort of urgency to sort of turn things around on the line with what happened last year?
No, I put that urgency on myself. You know, I take a lot of pride in where I was picked and the team I went to. One of the biggest things I noticed is there's a ton of playmakers on this offense, mm-hmm. and you know, my job is just to give them the opportunities to go out there and make plays. So every day, you know, just trying to get more comfortable with the offense and be a consistent player out there that Matt Ryan and all those other guys can trust.
Talked to Joe Hawley today. He said he brought a smile to his face. You kind of mixed it up with Croy, and don't want to hurt your teammates, but in fact, you didn't back down, and right. You said that was good to see, from a young guy out here for his first time.
Yeah, no, like I just said earlier, it's football, it's going to happen, so I'm glad to earn the offensive line's trust, and I just got to keep chopping.
Do you feel the, as coach sort of instilled, that they want to maybe more of a toughness there? Obviously, they wanted guys to get bigger and stronger, but maybe a change in attitude. Are you sensing that, or what Coach Smith wants out of that line?
Yeah, I think anytime you're a part of an offensive line, there's a toughness that goes with it, and that's one of the big things Coach Smith has really urged us is dominate the line of scrimmage. He goes, the tempo of this camp is going to be run by the offensive line, the defensive line. So, mm-hmm. Every day we got to come out and keep working hard. So I think we've got a good start so far.
How eager are you to put the pads on and really kind of? I mean, I know it's kind of hard particularly for a lineman. Without the pads on to sort of show what you can do and
yeah.
Mix it up, but you kind of really looking forward to that?
No, I'm excited for it, yeah. We've been doing a lot of helmet stuff, so it'll be good to try something new.
How long does it take, you think, once you put the pads on to kind of evaluate where you are, since you guys have pretty much been playing kind of tag for a few months?
I don't know. I think the only thing I can worry about is just going out every day and getting better. Once we put those pads on, hopefully I'll be able to tell you.
Does it help with obviously with your name? How much is that? The pressure of coming into a place where everybody sort of expects following in the footsteps that you have to follow in and kind of expecting you to be what your dad and uncle and guys were.
Right. I think it goes more into where I was drafted as to what my name is. The guys have obviously there's a lot there's something that goes into it being the sixth overall pick, and I'm excited that I was drafted there, and my, like I said from day one, my main goal is to prove that I'm worthy of being that pick, and I just think I'm with a great organization, and I think it really worked out for the best. I'm excited to be here and just got to keep working.
You talk about the differences in the sides of the offensive line. Seems like the left side is a lot of veteran leadership and a younger side of the right side of the line.
Right. Sam Baker's been a guy that I've really tried to talk to. A guy who's done it for a long time, done it the right way, and been consistent and good. And, he's someone I've leaned on a little bit so far throughout this camp. But there's a lot of great offensive linemen on our team that, I've been able to talk to and learn from. And, they're doing a good job of, inviting me in and, helping me work and get better. So it's going well.
Jake, to this part of the process, where are you a little further along than maybe you thought you would be?
The biggest thing I really focus on is I need to get more consistent, understanding the playbook and understanding where the ball's going and how things are designed. So that's something I think I can still get better at. But, being at this level and how long it's been since I've been out of college really hasn't been that long. So there's still a lot I need to work on, and, I'm definitely not satisfied with where I am.